Brilliance Audio presents Such Wicked Intent, The Apprenticeship of Victor Frankenstein by Kenneth Opel. Performed by Luke Daniels. I clenched my eyes shut for a moment, then stood and hurriedly dressed. I wanted to be outside. The house was still asleep as I made my way down the grand staircase and opened the door to the courtyard. The sky was just starting to brighten above the mountains, the air crystalline and still. The bonfire had all but burned out, leaving a low, ragged pile of faintly smoking ash and fractured earthenware.
"Can't sleep either,"
said a voice, and in surprise I looked over to see Elizabeth. I shook my head.
"Every morning I wake so early,"
she said.
"And there's always just a second when..."
"Me too," I said. She gave a quick nod. In the severe lines of her black dress, she appeared thinner and paler, but no less beautiful. As a small child, she'd come to live with us, an orphaned and very distant relation. Quickly, she'd become part of our family and a cherished friend to my brother and me. But this past summer, my thoughts for her had often been more than friendly. I forced myself to look away. Her heart had always belonged to Conrad.
"So it's done,"
she said, staring at the smoldering remains of the dark library.
"I saw you all last night. Did it make you feel better?"
"Briefly. No, not even that. It was something to do. You didn't feel like burning some books?" She sighed.
"I couldn't. I felt too heartsick just thinking of all the hope we'd put into them."
It seemed an age, but was scarcely 3 months ago, that Conrad, Elizabeth, and I had discovered the secret passage to the dark library. It was a hidden storehouse of arcane volumes collected by our ancestor, Wilhelm Frankenstein. Father had forbidden us from returning and said the books were filled with dangerous nonsense. But when Conrad became desperately ill and no doctor could heal him, I'd taken it upon myself to find a cure. One of the texts in the library held the recipe for the legendary elixir of life. With our dearest friend, Henry Clerval, and under the guidance of an alchemist called Julius Polidori, we'd sought out the elixir's three ingredients, each more dangerous to obtain than the previous. I glanced at my right hand, my two missing fingers. But even after all we'd risked, it hadn't helped. Staring over the pathetic remains of the bonfire, for the first time, I felt a pang of regret. So many yearning theories and recipes. "I can't help thinking," I murmured, "that perhaps if I'd been faster, or smarter, or found some other, wiser tome..."
"Victor,"
she said gently. "And then other times I wonder..." I couldn't finish my sentence. For a moment she was silent. Then she stepped closer and took my hands. Her skin was soft and cool.
"You didn't kill him. Look at me. We don't know what killed Conrad. Whether it was the elixir we gave him, or just his disease, or something else entirely, you're not responsible."